Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. It should remain mostly sunny today with a high near 80 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms mainly before 3 a.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, a low around 64 degrees. New rainfall amounts between 3/4 and an inch possible. Thursday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., then a chance of showers after 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 76. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch possible. And in the news for today, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, who is actively campaigning for re-election in November, made a sweeping proposal for tax cuts on Tuesday at a time when there is a record budget surplus. Wisconsin Public Radio Online reports that, if approved, the plan would provide $600 million per year in tax relief, including a 10% income tax cut. It would also add a cap on the cost of insulin and provide more support for child care. The plan would require approval from the Republican-controlled state legislature, which rejected a similar but larger tax cut plan from Evers just 5 months ago. Legislative leaders called that tax plan an election year gimmick. On Twitter Tuesday, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss blasted Evers for announcing what he called a campaign ploy. He said it meant to distract from the two-year anniversary of riots that damaged businesses in Kenosha, according to the WPR report. Estimates from Wisconsin's Department of Revenue show the state will end the fiscal year with more than $5 billion in the state's coffers. Department of Revenue Secretary Peter Barca said official projections will be released in the coming days, but estimates show that the state is in the best fiscal shape it has been in decades. Again, information for this report is being used with permission from WPR. In local news, the Viroqua School Board will be proposing two facilities referendum questions on the November 8th fall general election ballot. The two questions would total $20.5 million. The first is for the proposed base plan, which is an estimated $17 million. That plan would include the following projects at the elementary school site: expand the commons area to create a secure entry next to the office, reconfigure traffic flow by creating dedicated bus loop and separate student pickup drop-off area, create additional classrooms by relocating the district office, renovate underutilized areas into flexible learning spaces for both small and large group instruction, add a hallway storage for students and staff, repair entrance columns and replace air circulation equipment as needed in renovated areas, and add age-appropriate bathrooms for elementary schools in 4K and kindergarten. The second question is for a tech ed expansion project for $3.5 million. In addition to the base plan work, this project would expand the tech ed classrooms and labs and support additional programming. The two questions are independent of each other. If question one passes November 8th and the $3.5 million question two does not pass, the school district would go forward with the $17 million base plan and not the other. If the $3.5 million question two passes and the larger question number one does not pass, the school district would not go forward with the $17 million base plan. If both questions pass, both projects would go forward. Information for this report is from the La Crosse Tribune. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow this proposal and report back as it develops. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.